talking with Groove Cars, Rob O'Hara. How's it going, Rob?
Not bad, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's the show going so far?
Great. Excellent.
Good, good, good. So tell us briefly before we get into the other stuff, what is Groove Car for folks that may not know?
Groove Car, what we do is that we help Cranes grow their auto loan portfolio, whether it's through the indirect approach or the direct approach, helping them grow their auto loan portfolio with their existing members. We have web-based services. We provide lead notifications. We actually have the top lease program in the country, CU Express Lease, where we're able to offer a lease program to the credit unions to capture that market that they're currently missing out on. But the one product we're really excited about is Groove Car Direct, which again is going back to the grassroots of helping credit unions capture those auto loans that they're currently missing out on. So that's really important. You know, that's the profitable members, and we know we can help them out with that.
These are very exciting times for you and for credit unions, because auto lending, as we all know, is just off the charts. I mean, what are we doing right here? I mean, this is really kind of a good time for credit unions. And then my follow-up question will be, how do we keep this pace?
Yeah, I know. Well, one of the really good things is that auto lending has been taking off the last couple of years. Yeah. So just as a byproduct of that alone, credits have been able to capture a pretty good market share. But also credits are recognizing that they have to do other things to capture those loans by being aggressive, by having strong rates, creating partnerships with dealerships to get those liens in. Those are the things that you have to do to be successful. Right. And we are seeing a lot of credits are gravitating to that, that it's not just about the rate, that you have to go out, build relationships, and try to find other ways to engage your members. So this way you're talking to them and they're thinking of you when they're out buying their car.
I like that. It's not just about the rate. Yep. Although credit unions have great rates. So
yes,
I mean that's kind of like an unspoken.
Sure.
You know, it's an unwritten thing.
Yeah.
So now how can credit unions keep this pace though? Well, I mean, my gosh, it's just phenomenal what's going on right now.
I think the where they have to continue there is that again it's not just about the rate, right? And it's all about making sure that if you're offering a product, because again if it did come back to rate, then credits would have far more market share than they currently do.
Correct.
So there's more you have to do. It's such a competitive landscape out there that if you just sit back and just rest in your laurels and say, all right, we're just going to get the volume just because we have a really good indirect program, typically that is not going to be something that you could sustain over time. And it's really about connecting with those car buying members.
Okay.
And there's one area, too, that credits can capture additional market share, and that's through millennials, right? As millennials are looking to purchase cars, they want value, and they're going to research a line, and that's where our program, Groove Car Direct, we're really honing in on that market segment to make sure that as credit unions are looking to connect with those millennials, we offer a product where they could do all that research,
because
a millennial, on average, will spend about 17 hours before they buy a car.
Right.
But the challenge that credit unions have is that they're promoting rate, yet the consumer is researching the car.
Okay.
Right, so consumers researching a car, Creighton's promoting rate, so there's a huge disconnect.
Yeah.
So whether it's a millennial or a consumer, if we're able to give the credit union members what they're looking for, which is info, so you bring them in first with the information where they could shop and check out inventory. We have over 4 million vehicles nationwide.
Yeah.
You're bringing them in and they're able to do all that research. Then you're able to push them out and get those leads in so you can get them.
So you can give the credit union specific demographic information as opposed
Absolutely.
I like that a lot. Okay, right.
So this way they can go out, push their car loans, push their extended warranty programs, gap insurance, anything they have is auto related, checking accounts. But the whole key is to give the consumers what they want, have it as a mobile responsive design, again, something millennials are looking for. They're going to shop on their tablet or their smartphone. You have to have a device that's going to engage it.
Right.
That's what we're able to do, too.
Okay. I remember talking with David, the president of Groove Car, a while back about leasing, and you brought it up as well.
Yeah.
That's kind of an up-and-coming trend right now that credit unions should be aware of.
Sure. We're based out of Long Island, New York. We've been around since 1999. And just on Long Island, just as a quick example, 60 to 70% of the new cars sold on Long Island are leased every month.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the way it is in Southern California as well.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Southern California. On average, between L.A. and Orange County, averages about 36,000 leases a month, right?
That's a lot.
So that is a lot. This is the number one lease market in the country. So 36,000 leases a month, yet credit unions really haven't captured that market in California. We're actually expanding into California. We're going live, actually, this month.
Oh, right on.
With our first credit in California,
and
we're expecting more. Yeah.
Good for you.
So it's so much potential there, because, again, if the credits are only competing for 30% of the new vehicle market right now, and competing with 30, 40 other lenders, leasing allows them to go in, get the other 60 to 70% of new cars,
yeah.
and maybe they're competing against maybe one or two other lenders. So it opens up a lot more doors.
Yeah, it sounds like a great opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
Great opportunity. All right, let's see here. How do you see, let's kind of do a little wrap up here.
Sure.
How do you see 2016 shaping up? Because we already talked about, you know, auto lending off the charts,
yeah.
leasing,
yeah.
a great opportunity. How do you see 2016 shaping up for?
Well, they're expecting 2016 to be another record-breaking year in mm-hmm. terms of sales.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're there to capitalize on that. Again, continue to find new ways to go out, capture that market,
mm-hmm.
you know, keep on digging away of getting more market share,
mm-hmm.
Connecting, you know, we see the big connection there is with millennials. How are you going to keep on going out and getting them
mm-hmm.
when they're, you know, they're going to start coming into their prime earning years and they're going to start looking to purchase vehicles.
Yeah.
A lot of them are not so sure about purchasing vehicles. So now they're coming into that market, whether it's leasing or not,
mm-hmm.
how are you going to capture that
mm-hmm.
market share?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're really putting a lot of our attention towards is
okay.
being able to be the leader there to help Cranes with that.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Have a plan.
Yep, exactly.
Very nice. Yeah, we had Bob Stoll in here from the CUNA Lending Council, and he was talking about, or we were talking about, everyone's started, the result of this auto buying boom is because the tail end of recession,
yep.
now people have money, now they're buying cars.
Yep.
And it's like, gosh, what's the next plan? It sounds like the next plan is to market to millennials
yep.
because they're the next generation
well,
to buy.
The key there, too, is that not only having a product to market to them, but how are you connecting with them,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have something that's web-based, right? So it has to have a mobile
yep.
responsive
yep.
design. But then also, the way that you typically marketed to your members in the past does not necessarily apply now.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have videos.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be social media
yeah.
advertising. Millennials are going to look for video content,
yeah.
not for newsletters.
Yeah.
So Cranes have to change their structure, which is actually another thing that we provide. We actually provide 100% marketing support. We create videos.
Really? Wow.
Yeah,
good
we
for
do
you
all
guys.
Yeah. So we know that that's the key to making it successful.
Yeah.
We want it to really work for our partners.
Right on.
So, yeah.
Good for you guys. Keep up the good work.
Absolutely.
Will you, Rob?
Thanks
excellent.
A lot, Mike. Thanks
Rob O'Hara, Groove Car. Check him out.